Thank you for listening to Heart Ministry Radio and the Extraordinary People in Your Neighborhood broadcast. I am your host, Brenda Divers, and this evening I have with me the beautiful, the exciting Nicole Purvey. So we've been trying to get you for some time. We're just glad that you were able to come.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. By the way, you're very beautiful. I always say that.
Thank you.
When I come here. Her beauty is striking.
Well, you have to come often. I don't hear that very much. Thank you so much. So we just want to dive right in. And our first question is my favorite, and that is, what was your conversion experience, how you received the Lord?
And my conversion experience was a journey just like most people's actually ends up being. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of us, we go into it thinking that, like, okay, you know, I'm a sinner one day, and then I accept the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Saved by grace.
Right, yes. And then now I'm perfect, but that's never how it is.
Not at all.
You know, so I was always... As a kid, my grandmother brought me to church all the time, so I was always exposed.
Mm-hmm.
When she passed when I was 11, it really kind of took me away from my faith. Mm-hmm. I always had a really strong relationship with God.
Okay.
Like, even as a kid, I prayed religiously.
Wow.
That's always been my thing as a kid. But I definitely was not intentional about the way that I was living or even really studying the Word and craving the knowledge of God, right?
Yeah.
It was definitely not something that was on my mind probably from being a child all the way up until about 21 or 22.
Wow.
I went to church with one of my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I went to E9 for Easter Sunday service, and I just was so, I knew that the way that I was living at the time wasn't right.
Okay.
I was living with my boyfriend who was Muslim at the time.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I knew that it wasn't right, but I knew, didn't really know, I just didn't know. I just knew I wasn't living right. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I went to church and just was overcome. I don't think that it was really the word that got me. It was more me just, Pastor Wall, I'm sure he gave a great word that day, but it was just more of me just having that emotional experience of like, I know I'm not living right. I'm here at church. Right. Mm-hmm. So let me go ahead and do this.
Okay.
So I joined and did the sinner's prayer and all that good stuff. And I think, let me kind of back up a little bit. During that time in my teenage years, I went from maybe about 16 up to 21. I didn't believe in Jesus. I actively said, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe the story. This is not true. And I considered myself an agnostic.
Okay.
Somebody believes in God but does not believe in organized religion and all that good stuff, right? It's so funny because I will argue somebody down. It's like really good points for people who don't believe that.
Right.
So anyways, even at the time, I was like, I don't believe that Satan exists. I just think there's God and there's the absence of God.
Okay.
And that was, I mean, I was not,
and you were
hard, shy about
it. You were hard with that.
Yeah, I wasn't shy about it. Okay. I remember one time I was at my dad's house. My dad lived in Portland at the time. So I went, I had to have been like 17. I was a senior high school, so like 16 or 17, whatever age that is. So I went to visit my dad and my stepmom, who we always had like a really rocky-ish relationship. And I voiced my opinion about that, and she was so attacking of me.
Wow.
And we almost got into a fight. I remember, because I was such an arrogant teenager. So I remember sitting on like these futons. You can imagine that I was an arrogant teenager, right? So I'm sitting on this futon and she's like going in. First of all, her arguments made no logical sense, but I understand what she was trying to say. And now don't let me forget that point, because that comes full circle.
Okay.
So her point, she didn't really have a logical argument for a child like me. I was always very smart in school. I went to the best schools, top of my class, got straight A's. I was a kid that got straight to class and didn't even go to class. I was that kid, right?
Okay.
So so her arguments weren't very good arguments, and I'm just like, you're the reason why I don't believe, because I don't want to be like you.
Wow.
Right. So this was the mind of a 17 year old, right? So throughout time, whatever, over the next 4 years, I ended up joining and then started going to church. And then I ended up getting baptized again in 2001. Ended up getting baptized again. And then from then up until recently has been, for me, a long journey. So I'm 33 now. So over the past 12 years has been a long journey of me really developing this
relationship.
Oh my God, my relationship with God now is like I thirst for the word now.
Praise the Lord.
I don't. So let me tell you the full circle of that whole story.
Okay.
So my stepmom, this is really funny, right? So she grew up in the church. Her mom was a prominent person at a very large church in Philly. Mm-hmm. And she grew up in the church and all that good stuff. So her and my dad got a divorce, I'm going to say, in 2009. So, okay, fast forward. I ended up moving to L.A. For the first 2 years, I moved to L.A. from 2007 to 2009. Mm-hmm. I lived with my dad and lived in their house.
Okay.
And the reason that I lived in their house was I wanted to save up a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. I worked in finance at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was 22, 23, 24.
Okay.
And so I wanted to save up a bunch of money and just have my money and not, like, be stressed out.
Right.
But they didn't know that I had, like, a really good job making really, really, really good money, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that my dad knew, but I think she just thought, like, she's got some hourly job or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she didn't know. I was actually trading bonds, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, a bond trader. Mm-hmm. I think at the time
in
I was making six figures. In my early 20s.
Wow.
At the time I was making six figures, mm-hmm. right? But I'm living there.
Right. Are you paying rent?
No. Let me tell you what I was doing. Mm-hmm. This is like real, real interesting story. You know what I do, but y'all getting the real, real tea. Right.
I love it.
So, me and her, when I moved there, I always really didn't like her that much as a kid. Mm-hmm. And before I moved there, I said, I know I'm going to live with my dad. And I just wanted to be in my early 20s and not have so much bills and all of that good stuff. So I said, I'm going to live with him, but I'm going to make an active choice to get along with her.
Okay.
So we ended up
wonderful.
Once I kind of took it out of my head that mm-hmm. she was my stepmom mm-hmm. and just said, we're two adults.
Okay.
I started developing a really good friendship.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up being really, really cool.
Isn't that something?
It is. So she wasn't working. My dad was mm-hmm. working. I got a job working at Toyota Financial Services, trading bonds for them.
Okay.
I had just bought a car, and when you work at Toyota, work for a corporate, you get a company lease vehicle. So mm-hmm. you lease the car, but it's through the company. Mm-hmm. They take the money right out of your account, and it's at a deep discount, and you get to build your car from scratch.
Okay.
So you literally go and build this beautiful IS350, mm-hmm. exactly every single thing that I want. It takes 4 months. They build it in Japan. It comes over on a boat, okay?
Wow.
So I couldn't pass that up.
Right.
So mind you, I'm making six figures. Mm-hmm. I live below my means. I would just go and just have a good time with my girlfriends mm-hmm. on the weekends or whatever and just lived in my dad, in my dad's home. I think like the first year I was sharing a room with my baby brother. Okay. That's how I just wanted to save my money and I just wanted to just enjoy life. I didn't want to be stressed out about home.
Good.
To
I think that's a good point at a young
age. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I just bought this car. I can't get rid of this car, mm-hmm. but I want this new car.
Okay.
So what I did was, and she, long story short, she was out of a car. My dad's younger brother, who's younger than me, ends up crashing her car. And so she ended up being out of a car. And so it was perfect because mm-hmm. I was just going to have two cars.
Okay.
So I said, Dad, let's do this. She can drive my old car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pay, I think with the math, I was like paying like 70% between the insurance and the note. So I was like, that'll be my contribution to the household. And he was like, all right, great.
Wow.
Right. So it worked out. Mm-hmm. So that was my contribution at that point to the household.
This is an interesting story.
It is. It gets way more interesting.
Okay.
Way more interesting. Okay. So long story short, we won't have a bunch of time because you would never get to the other questions. My dad and they just really drifted apart right as it's about to come to an end. Some things happened between them, and then my dad ends up moving with me. I moved into a larger place.
Okay.
They end up getting a divorce. My dad ends up moving with me. She moves the boyfriend that she had before they got together into the house, okay? He's Muslim.
Mm.
And I tell you all of this story to say to you that today she is some weird combination of Islam and Christian. So I said it to say that it's interesting that this woman that was like,
so
you have
so
to believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
You are like, you know, you're going to hell. Like she was saying some really, really strong things to me. And then now she's not, and I'm a Christian.
Wow.
I know.
And this is interesting because that's the word says in 2 Timothy 3:1 that, you know, perilous times will come and, you know, all these things will happen and that the things that were happening will even turn.
Right.
The very elect,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you really have to know that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, who Christ
mm-hmm.
is, because that's a prime example
mm-hmm.
of not knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt who Christ is
mm-hmm.
and not being able to articulate it for you.
Right.
So we just have to hold so tightly to the word of God
right.
and who Christ is, because, again, you have to be able to articulate that
mm-hmm.
because you're going to run up against, like I said, you can probably speak to people who are in that because of what you experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have to put on the truth, the belt of truth.
Right, right.
Because if not, this is what happened.
Right.
You know, so you're all tricked up and you don't believe, you know, did you ever receive the Lord in the first place? That's the thing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I love that.
Right.
Because that's kind of, we're talking about that because, again, these are the last days.
These are the last days.
These are the last days. And we have to know mm-hmm. who Christ is.
Oh, I'm so thankful that I'm.
Yes. And be able to explain who Christ is.
Right.
You know, and because you have such a platform, you are there and people are going to be asking you, well, what does that mean?
Right.
You know, and right. you have to be able to go to the Word of God and say, this is what that means. And mm-hmm. let me take you there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we as ministers and, you know, wherever we are, we have to be able to explain Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be.
Yes.
You know, because, or these things will happen.
Right.
You know, you said, what if I had gone that way and saw the turn? Just like sometimes with ministers and preachers, pastors, when they fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all the congregation is like, well, is Christ
right.
who he said he is? You know, so we're without excuse and we are held accountable.
Right.
You know, we are
very
held accountable.
True. Very
so
true.
I praise God for the testimony. You know, and I'm sure you touch people all the time.
And I try to.
Yeah.
I mean, and I mean, at the end of the day, you know, people will compliment you, but at the end of the day, it's not us.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
It's God
not
working.
God. God. Yeah.
yeah. And we yeah. have to point them back.
Right.
We have to deflect it back.
Right. Exactly. Because I am nothing.
I don't want to even go there.
Right. Right. Right.
But
right.
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the testimony. Absolutely. That's my favorite question. I guess you can see why.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we know a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit more.
Okay. So I'm Nicole Purvey. I am the founder of Lighter Creative Marketing Agency. It's a web design company.
Mm-hmm.
We do web design, graphic design, social media marketing, and we do business development.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with large clients from Comcast to Scholastic to the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. We did a lot of work for the DNC, all the way down to small clients like your host, Nate Guyton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's
worked
doing
with,
wonderful.
Yes, yeah, she is. We've worked with hundreds of small businesses and startup businesses and really just get them going. We've worked with so many that we became really proficient at business development.
Okay.
So we also have a arm of our business called Better Than Success, where our it's a website where we produce content every day that teaches people mm-hmm. how to be successful.
Okay.
Gives you all sorts of success tips. It's geared towards entrepreneurs and key members of small teams. And we have a podcast, which is growing. I'm so
wonderful,
thankful.
Wonderful.
Where I just talk success. So I may go on for 40 minutes and I like literally give you an outline of how things work or how to do this, how to do that. Or I'll bring an amazing guest at my choosing and it's been growing. Like, I'm so thankful.
And that's why, you know, I see you every day when I'm on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to see, and you know, I probably could be your mother. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I'm always godly proud
mm-hmm.
of women
mm-hmm.
who are exceeding in business.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question to that is, with all of the things that you're doing
mm-hmm.
in your business, how do you maintain your life? Do you have a personal life or is it all just business at this time? Because you're all over the place. How do you maintain any balance in your life?
Okay, so before I go on, that's probably only half of the things that I do.
Okay.
So, in addition to those two platforms, I also just launched my online school teaching people business foundational business principles,
mm-hmm.
right? So many, I noticed that so many businesses come to us, and so many business startups, hopefuls, they come to us because, you know, they're really good at their craft. And they know how to just hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you got to know the business.
Yes.
You have to know
yes.
how to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how good of a hairdresser you
yeah.
are. You could do Beyonce's hair. If
mm-hmm.
you don't know how to run a business,
yeah.
then you're just going to do Beyonce's mm-hmm. hair.
No growth or stability. Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to become, you're not going to grow your business
mm-hmm.
into this vision that you
yeah.
have, right?
Yeah.
So the course is really all about teaching people how to lay the foundation for a business that they dreamed of,
mm.
right? So, like, we have this business. Okay, you may have an online boutique, but you want to be Nasty Gal someday. Guess what? That woman, Sophia of Nasty Gal,
mm.
she knows how to run a business.
Mm.
She knows how to run her numbers. She knows how to be a good leader. She knows how to hire.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to do all these things.
Wow.
So it's a 3-month course, a 90-day course, teaching people
okay.
foundational things about business systems, money, leadership, planning, strategy.
Wow.
All sorts
and
of
you
really
teach all these courses.
I teach all of these courses,
mm-hmm.
all of these lessons. It's a 90-day program. So we just launched the program the actual, okay, so we opened up the cart about 2 weeks ago. The cart closed, so right now you can't get in.
Wow.
The first lessons went out yesterday. So a part of the program, you get these lessons, you get workbooks and guides. I give you follow-up material because life is mm-hmm. a whole, the mm-hmm. lessons don't stop, yes, just yeah. there. Mm-hmm. And then we also have mastermind calls so that we can go over the content as wow. a group every week
okay.
afterwards, right? So we do that. And then I also am a...
And then I also...
I know. So I'm going to say all these things, and then I'm going to give you some more information about who I am and why I'm feel some type of way about saying all these things. So then I also... This is the last thing, I promise, mm-hmm. even though I'm working on some else. But whatever. This is the last thing. I am also the facilitator for a real estate club called House Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the club is really all about teaching people in the Philadelphia area how to become real estate investors with no money and no credit.
Okay.
And it's a huge movement. They started in Atlanta. It's like, it's so big. These people are turned up and
wow.
people are making money. Mm-hmm. 18, 19 year olds are making six figures.
Wow.
Making 30, 40 mm-hmm. grand a month through real estate. And so we are building the Philly community, and I am the leader in that.
Okay.
So if you guys want to learn about House Jerk, go to betterthansuccess.com/House Jerk. Okay, so I say all that to get back to your original mm-hmm. question of how I'm juggling all of these things.
Okay.
I traditionally don't believe in doing more than one thing at a time. I just don't. But the caveat that I always have with that is when you are in a startup business, mm-hmm. only focus on your business. I think over the last maybe 9 months to mm-hmm. a year, God has been transitioning me out of startup, because technically, I think you're startup 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, October, I'm not a startup
okay.
anymore. So now that I'm not a startup and my business mm-hmm. is on autopilot,
okay.
like I'm here.
Wonderful.
I stopped at my office because I had to cut checks mm-hmm. for the team.
Right.
So my business is on autopilot, and to whom much is given, mm-hmm. much is required.
Absolutely.
So with all that said, He is telling me to do all of these mm-hmm. things. Now I have to go to the next level. Okay, you focused on lighter
okay.
for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
You focus. You put the work. You put the 16, 17, 18 hour days.
Right.
You did. You sacrificed everything. Right. You know mm-hmm. all about this.
Yes.
So now, okay, I gave you all these gifts. Now you got to do all this other stuff
okay.
to help other people come
yes.
to their purpose.
Yes.
Because that's what I feel like my purpose is, to help people find their purpose.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing all these other things. To answer your question about balance, I don't want to say I don't really have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my life is work, between work and gym and my family.
Okay.
I am actively not dating right now.
That's
because
okay.
I'm mm-hmm. taking my purpose very, very seriously, and strike while the iron is hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
taking it very, 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 very seriously. And once, you know, for those of you, some of us may not know what our purpose is,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
Yeah.
God will reveal
yes.
it in due time,
yes.
right? Once you find out what your purpose is, especially if you have a lot of gifts and a lot of resources, those gifts and those resources, whether it's your money or talents or skills or even
mm-hmm.
your looks,
yes.
they were given to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not yours.
Yes.
You, God gave them to you, so you have to
yeah.
manage them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to manage them properly.
Yes. Be a good
so,
steward.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yes.
So right now, I am being a good steward. I'm
mm-hmm.
focusing on that.
Okay. So
and
this is the season for that.
This is the season
okay.
for that.
Okay.
So, and I know, like, there's been the season of sowing with lighter, and then I had a nice little reaping season
mm-hmm.
during the summertime, and then now I'm back into sowing into these other businesses,
okay.
and I'm totally okay with
wow.
that.
Wow. Well, praise, and I asked you that because, you know, we have women with children and, you know, husbands
mm-hmm.
and all of that, and it's always a juggling act,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, since you don't have the children,
mm-hmm.
right, or you're not dating
somebody,
you're pretty much free, you
mm-hmm.
know, to do kind of what God said, you
mm-hmm.
know, without having to, you know, check with anybody else to see
mm-hmm.
if they're okay.
But see, you know, we all have to look at what we were given, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have kids and you have a husband, that part, I'm sure, but you use that to your advantage. So,
mm-hmm.
like, I had to take a step back and say, okay, you know, I was, like, most single black women, at, you know, for a good chunk of my life, it was like, oh, what was me? I'm single. I want to marry. But then I had to say to myself, you know what? You're single. How can you use this to your advantage?
Mm-hmm.
You don't
mm-hmm.
have any kids. I know you want kids,
mm-hmm.
but you got to look at this and use
yes,
it to your advantage.
It. And that's so positive. I love that. I love that, especially from women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you are, and are you 30 yet?
33.
Mm-hmm. So, women, a woman who's 33 years old, most of the time, I'm sure you hear, that's the woe is me. I'm mm-hmm. not married. I don't have mm-hmm. any children. Mm-hmm. You know, there's really nothing for me to do since I'm not that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are living a life, and in a way that if they look at it, they can see, wow, I can do all of this for God.
Mm-hmm.
I can move and shake mm-hmm. in these areas without having to have that particular thing. He will give it to you.
He will. I know he will.
You know, but this time, and I just love this because you're saying, do what God told you to do
mm-hmm.
when he tells you to do it
mm-hmm.
and not worry about the other things because
mm-hmm.
they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I see you and I said, this is, I'm so proud. I'm godly proud. I'm telling
you. Thank you.
Because just to see the momentum. And the thing I think, Nicole, that strikes me about you is that you would give it all away.
No doubt.
You know, and I said, you know, you're giving away all the knowledge that God has imparted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just giving it.
Mm-hmm.
You're freely giving it.
Because I'm supposed to.
Right. But again, that's, you don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't see a lot of Nicoles around,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you're freely giving it. And God is pouring down on you. You know, some of that, that cup that overflows
mm-hmm.
and it's just flowing on to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm near the, cup, I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Thank you. That means
because
so much
it's overflowing.
Me. Thank you.
You know, and I think that's why I just kind of, we got to get her on. We have to get mm-hmm. her on. You know, because I needed you.
You
to know how proud I am. Not even spending time, but just proud of what you're doing for the world and proud of the gift, because God gives us all spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you the gift of giving,
mm-hmm.
right? That's why it's so easy for you to do. He gave that to you,
right.
and then he fleshed it out in you, right?
Right.
So he's working it out
right.
in you. So
right.
you're like, oh, that's what you did, God. You know, because again, it's going back to him,
right?
Right. But it's the journey that he takes us all on, based on what he did before the foundation of the world.
Right.
And we were chosen.
Right.
So he said, I want Nicole with me forever.
Right.
Before the foundation of the world.
Right.
What is that? You know, what kind of excitement
love.
Do you feel in your heart?
Right.
Because he chose you.
Chose me.
You know, he chose me. I'm like, there's nothing I did. And he knew all the things that I would do in my lifetime,
right.
but he still said, I'm choosing you.
You.
Right?
Right.
So he didn't, and we didn't do any of that. He did it. You know, and that's, I know that's shouting stuff. That's shouting stuff.
It is. It
you
is.
Know.
And I think about that every day when I'm, as things are growing for me exponentially.
Mm, yeah.
And I don't, like somebody made a comment the other day, like insinuating something about being nervous or like, you know, that I would get nervous in a situation. And I'm at a point where I wouldn't, if you put me
go boldly
in a room, Obama, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Jay-Z, Beyonce,
and you're comfortable in that.
I would not be nervous. You know why? Because he chose me.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm supposed to do. So like all these opportunities that I'm getting, it's like,
I'm so glad you're conscious in the moment of that.
Yes.
Because not everybody can sit in the presence of stature
mm-hmm.
and be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, in a boardroom, you probably have no problem.
Mm-mm.
You know, so this is the season for you to go hard.
Right.
But everybody you touch should know Nicole's a follower of Jesus. You know, it's something. What is that? You know, there is an anointing upon you.
Thank you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the anointing is from God.
Mm-hmm.
And he allows you, and that's his power
mm-hmm.
working in your life
mm-hmm.
to do the things you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So, you know, you are anointed to go and go fearlessly
mm-hmm.
into those places where maybe, you know, not everybody can do that because we're not gifted or anointed in that area
in that
to
area.
Do that thing.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, not everybody can, again, speak with the Obamas and be comfortable. No, you're falling all over yourself and, you know, you're so in awe of them that you can't even get it out.
Mm-hmm.
But you would go very confidently
mm-hmm.
because of the anointing,
mm-hmm.
God's manifest presence that he placed on your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is the time. Go, you know, we say go because we're, you know, our prayers are going with you.
Right.
You know, and our covering is going with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So go and go boldly. The thing, though, they must know who you are.
Right, right, right.
Who you
right.
are in God.
Right.
Because, right, people come and go. But the impression that you have to leave with them at the end of the day is, I am a child of God.
God.
And you need to know the God that I serve.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That when you're leaving them with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know how to run their business. They know, you know, from A to Z. And they know what they need to do to be saved.
It's so funny because I am an avid reader. Like, mm-hmm. I read a lot. Like, all of the top business books, whatever. But as of lately, I haven't even been picking up books. I've been between reading the Bible and studying the Word on YouTube, listening to sermons and lectures and all that. And that's where I've been getting all of my business advice from lately, right?
Isn't it?
Yes. Oh, not you. Praise really, the honestly, Lord. You don't need another book.
You don't.
Because all the other books are reiterations.
You better preach. You better preach.
All the other books are iterations.
Where did they get it from?
The Bible is all you need. Mm-hmm. If you want to study business, mm-hmm. Jesus talked more about money than anything else. I think the only other thing he mentioned more was the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He talked more about money, right? So I've been getting all of my business advice and
study strategy
from the Word, no doubt,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So on my podcast and even in my teachings that I do just in general, my lectures, my webinars, or any public speaking that I do, I always present it in a lesson-like format.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, do these steps to do this. This is how you do that. I give you real-life practical stuff of how to do something, mm-hmm. like a cheat sheet, a guide, a framework, something
right.
that you can be like, I had no idea about that, and then after 30 minutes, I know exactly how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing.
Okay.
So a lot of this stuff is based on just obviously experience, my studies, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever, and just whatever God has given me. So lately, because I've been studying only the Word on my podcast, mm-hmm. I'm trying to find my way in terms of quoting scripture and having a business podcast. I'm just trying to find my way. So every podcast episode or anything that I'm teaching, I always quote the Bible, and it's like, you know, I don't know.
But why not?
Because I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out.
And guess what? He will show it to you
right.
as you go.
But I just do it when I get a a feeling over my heart. I do it anyway. I don't like be like, no, I'm not going to say that because of that.
But he's going to refine it as you go, right? But you're in the Word. If you're in the Word, then you're at the right place, and the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the things you need to know. You know, you can study and study and study, and He will reveal to you. But you just keep moving in it, and you pray over God. This is what I've studied, and I know Pastor Wall. One of the things he says when he's opening, you know, I've studied, but I need your strength.
Right.
Yeah, I pray, but I need your power. Right?
Willing and I want to.
Yeah, only you can make me able.
Right.
So that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have studied. Right? And I need your strength.
Mm-hmm.
I have prayed and I need your power.
I just want to figure out how to put in my Christian business. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. Maybe I'll just.
Well, you don't have to necessarily be a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a for-profit business and be a saved woman.
Right.
And still operate in biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
You can absolutely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. I just always find myself just trying, like, how do I fit this into my message?
Right? You've done the study, and what the Holy Spirit does, He brings it back.
Right.
He'll bring it back, and He'll bring it back in a way you're like, wow. You know, I didn't know that I was going to say it this way.
But
you have it in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So all He's saying, get it in your spirit,
mm-hmm.
and I will speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
Man, the fact that we have that's an option
isn't
for
that
us.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's an amazing, wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's like a why wouldn't you kind of thing.
Right.
You know, it's like a no-brainer.
Right, I wish I would have did it sooner, but everybody, you know,
it's your time. And he needed you to have certain experiences in order for you to kind of build you and, you know, the area that He wants to take you.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing in our lives happens by chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing in your life that He said, I didn't see that coming, Nicole.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
You know,
right.
I didn't see that.
Right.
It's already been written.
Right.
So we have to walk it out. We have to flesh it out.
Right.
And the thing, and you're doing the right thing. You're spending the time in His Word. And then in prayer, asking God, what do you need me to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I walk this out in my business, in my life?
I'm going to tell you, every single prayer, the type of prayer that I pray that always gets answered immediately is when I pray, God, show me the word that I need.
It takes you
not even 24 hours every time. Now, I may have a problem and I pray and that doesn't get solved because whatever it is that He wants me to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, God, you know, I need this amount of money and
that
may not happen for a little bit longer, right?
Right.
But if I say, God, show me the word to solve this problem,
He will do it.
It's remarkable
because you're praying His will back.
Right.
He does what his will is.
Right.
You know, and we pray, if we can, you can pray, I want to turn green. And you can pray that every day. If that's not his will for you, you're
right.
not going to turn green.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're praying, obviously, his will and what the Holy Spirit has given you to speak.
Right.
And you, he's allowing you to be present during the manifestation of
mm-hmm.
that. You know. So this Christian journey, I'm telling you, is exciting, isn't it?
It is.
You know,
very
when people get bored, I'm like, of what?
What?
How?
How is this possible?
How is it possible? You know.
And it makes me sad that there are some people who really don't have Christ in them.
Yeah.
And they are out here preaching mm-hmm. the word, mm-hmm. right? And, or case in point, that particular person
right.
that was in my life. And, you know, they're watering down certain mm. phrases that we use as Christians.
Watering down. Yeah.
They're desensitizing
so
non-believers.
So it can be more acceptable.
Right. So
yeah.
then when a real believer does say it, it's like, eh. Like,
right.
no.
That's the word.
All things happen for the good of those
yes.
who love the Lord, who are called to his service.
You better, you know, stay
right.
away. I can't.
But if somebody who is, you know, mm-hmm. not doesn't really have him
yes.
in their spirit, they
yes.
say it, and then another non-believer is just like, eh.
Yeah, it's just a nice word.
Right.
So, you know, I'm thrilled.
Me
I'm
too.
Thrilled. Because he's given you this life. He's given you this business thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, this model, this monster, really, because it's a beast based on what he's given you, right? But he knows that he's giving you the anointing or the manifest presence to follow it through.
Right.
That the thing that he has given your hand to do, that you will do it well, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're governing the thing that he's given you to do, and you're doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a praiseworthy thing.
Yes,
right?
It is.
It's a praiseworthy thing. And you just have to every day be purposed to do it. And to do it like he tells you
right.
to do it. And not, like you said, water it down.
Mm-mm.
You know, he's given you the place of honor, of stature. So you're in a place where you can say what you need to say
right.
without watering it down and worrying about, you know, because you know if God is saying it, then it's going to reach and touch. And then he says it's going to prosper you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? His word will not return void, and then it'll prosper you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his word says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're living your life according to his word, and then you're going to see all the beautiful things that happen as a result of you living this life according to his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, I'm glad we are running out of time.
I'm sorry.
But this has been a wonderful conversation. Wonderful. I'm just so thrilled and again, so godly proud.
Thank you.
Of you.
I'm proud of you.
Praise the Lord.
I'm proud of you.
Praise the Lord. And you know, it's just when we're walking in the thing that God has called us to do is not work. Well, thank you, Nicole. How do we reach you? How do we reach you?
So if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at npurvy, N as in Nancy, P-U-R-V as in Victor, Y, at lyder.com, L-I-D-Y-R. Now I'm going to save you something and tell you, you can text me. You can text a number and get all of my information. So if you text Nicole P, N-I-C-O-L-E-P, to 44222, you will get all of my contact information.
Okay. And that's probably an easy way. Okay.
Text Nicole P, just that, and that's it, and then you'll get all my contact information,
need.
All you need.
Wow. And, you know, you're just so up on technology and all of that. I just think that I'm really trying to catch up in a number of things, but I love it. And technology
Thank
just
you.
Brings us together.
It does. You got to use it the right way.
You really do.
You do.
You do.
You could use it. And
it could be a disaster.
Right.
But I praise that you're using it in the right way.
Thank
you're moving forward. And we just pray a covering over you.
Thank you.
You know, just go forth in Jesus' name and do all the things he has put in your heart to do. What
Thank
an exciting
you.
Life,
that
Nicole.
Is super exciting life. That he gave us that. Do whatever you want to do.
Amen. So thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
Amen. And thank you for listening to Heart Ministry Radio and the Extraordinary People in Your Neighborhood broadcast. For more information, please stay tuned.